Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, after Apple employees began returning to in-person work in April of this year, Apple paused the rollout of its plans due to cases of COVID-19 increasing once again. But this week, Apple has set a new deadline for when its corporate employees need to return to work. Starting on September 5th, Apple says that employees will need to work in person at least 3 days a week. This news was first reported by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. According to the report, Apple corporate employees will need to return to in-person work 3 days per week, and at least two of those days must be Tuesday and Thursday. The third day of each week can be defined by each team individually. This is the third phase of Apple's return to work program. At first, the company required employees to work in the office 1 day a week. That was then increased to 2 days per week, but the final increase to 3 days per week was delayed because of COVID-19 cases. Apple's in-person work policy has been criticized by some employees, and some of those employees have even left the company because of it. But for the time being, this 3 days a week in-person policy is what Apple's moving forward with. In other news today, Apple released iOS 16 Beta 6 to developers and public beta testers this week, and while the update doesn't include many changes, it does give users even more control over when this new battery percentage icon is displayed in the status bar. With iOS 16 Beta 5 last week, the battery percentage icon was optional, so users could choose to hide it or let it be in the status bar at all times. With iOS 16 Beta 6, Apple has added an option that allows users to disable the battery percentage icon when low power mode is enabled. So essentially, even if you had not chosen to have the battery percentage icon enabled on your iPhone before, it would automatically show up every time you turned on low power mode. But with iOS 16 Beta 6, users who have turned off the battery percentage won't see it even when their phone goes into low power mode. But unfortunately, even with iOS 16 Beta 6, there are still limitations in place on which iPhones support this battery percentage icon. Apple has not changed its mind, and the battery percentage icon is still not available for the iPhone XR, the iPhone 11, the iPhone 12 mini, and the iPhone 13 mini. Again, iOS 16 Beta 6 is rolling out now to developers and public beta testers. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5MacDaily. Running out today, Apple's AirTag item tracker has been the subject of a number of different stories, and the latest comes from an investigation in Florida. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office announced last week that AirTag data was used as part of its search to find an airline worker who stole thousands of dollars worth of checked luggage. According to the statement from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, a traveler reported that her suitcase, worth more than $1,600, had not made it to her final destination after a flight into Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport, but that traveler had an AirTag in her bag, and she noticed in the Find My app that it had last been activated in Mary Esther, Florida. A second traveler flying into the same airport reported that his checked bag arrived at his final destination, missing more than $15,000 worth of jewelry. The investigators from the sheriff's office used the airport's database of employees to find who lived within the vicinity of the location where the first victim's AirTag had last been seen. This information is accessible via the Find My application, and the combination of the employee database and that location led investigators to a 19-year-old airline subcontractor who worked at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport. Once officers made contact with this airline worker, he admitted to removing the AirTag from the first victim's suitcase, but he didn't do this quickly enough since the AirTag still helped investigators track him down. He's been charged with 2 counts of grand theft. The sheriff's office, however, has not yet been able to recover the $1,600 worth of items from the first victim's suitcase, but they did recover the $15,000 in jewelry that was stolen from the second victim's suitcase. This is yet another example of the many AirTag use cases that exist, and it's a great reminder that one of the best places to put an AirTag is in your checked luggage, and a good reminder to put that AirTag in a discreet location inside your bag. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.